Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. The biblical word that we are giving greater definition to this week is the word burden. There are many different types of burdens, but in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is dealing with a specific kind of burden, and that is the burden a Christian person has in dealing with sin. At the start, let me get this text from Galatians back on your mind. I'm reading Galatians chapter 6 and part of verses 1 and 2. Brethren, let me pause. Paul is writing to Christian people. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. As we said yesterday, that word trespass means sin. And this is the kind of sin a believer in Jesus Christ falls into, comes into unaware. In the Greek meaning of the word, a false step or a blunder. This is not the kind of sin that is premeditated, but rather an offense to God that overtook the Christian who was not on guard against Satan, the person of God who got caught or trapped in a sin by stumbling into it. But, as the context suggests, this Galatian Christian has confessed this sin and has been forgiven of it by God. I read this in verse 1, "You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." Because this Christian has been forgiven of the sin, it is now the responsibility of spiritually mature Christians in the church to restore this brother or this sister in Christ, and to do so gently. Notice, gently. That is all in verse 1 of Galatians 6, and it is in this specific context that Paul the Apostle writes about bearing one another's burdens in verse 2. Tomorrow, I want to come back to verse 2 and talk about what bearing burdens means, but let's stick with verse 1 for now. I want to get practical and talk about what a sin of this kind and receiving forgiveness for it looks like today in our churches. Let us say that in a particular church, we have a Christian woman that is quite spiritually mature, but she's had a bad habit of talking about others in the church behind their back. Gossip. She's kind of fallen into this sin by refusing to take control of her tongue when she has been disappointed in the behavior of her fellow Christians. And this time, she so damaged the character of another person in the congregation that the pastor confronted her. Well, she acknowledged what she had said was not right. She took responsibility for the sin of gossip and confessed as such to Christ and to the person she had so fiercely offended. God forgave her, as did the man that she spoke of, the man that she sinned against. Now, the question is, how do the other Christians in the church respond to this woman? She's fallen into the sin of gossip, but she has repented of it on this occasion and is now being restored in Christian fellowship. What is the responsible way for the others in the church to respond to her? Well, I have encountered this exact scenario before, and I've seen Christians handle this well and not so well. It turns out Paul the Apostle's instruction to Galatian Christians is directly applicable to the churches today. Tomorrow, we will look at how Christians should respond to this woman the right way. Join me then for the Wednesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.